presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Put that together. Hallelujah. How many of you realize that the presence of the Lord is here and you're in a place, a season, you have a reason to receive your blessing right now? The songwriter said the presence of the Lord is here and I'm going to receive my blessing. All you need to do is believe it and receive it. Just hold on. You might think it's not coming, but hold on a little bit longer because God is in the blessing season. October is the harvest month. This is the month that you should be in a position to receive all your blessings. So don't get discouraged. Don't get weary. Hold on because the presence of the Lord is with you. He's with me. He's with everyone under the sound of my voice. Why? Because we woke up this morning. We started a new day. We are before the breaking of dawn is here. And that breaking of dawn is harvest time. Harvest blessings just coming from everywhere. Just trust and believe, Satan, that God will do what he says that he's going to do. Whatever promises that God has promised us, he is a man that he shall not. He is not a man, therefore he shall not lie. Just hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and trust and believe. Your blessings are here. They're not on the way, they're here. You just need to tap into them. Do not turn your back. Do not go back the wrong way. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Stay right where you're at. Your heart is right, your mind is right, and you're just ready to receive what God has for you. I say again, good morning. Good morning to it may be afternoon or afternoon over with to our international listeners, to our listeners in Jamaica, our listeners in Canada, and our listeners in Fiji, the United Kingdom, South Africa. Don't want to leave anybody out, so I just sit and say welcome to all of you, our listeners in the United States of America. It's the new dawn, and we say good morning to you on this beautiful, magnificent Monday that God has made. And to my loving ADM family, we say good morning to you. And I say to each and every last one of you, rise and shine and get in the presence of the Lord. If you need to go get yourself together, go ahead and get yourself together. And just know that it is a pleasure to come before you early in the morning to break the bread of life, to drink God's living water. So what I expect for you to do, for you to be equipped with your full armor of God so you are able to sit and fight off anything that may come and try to distract you or disrupt you during your time, your morning glory with God. This is a divine appointment, and we should take it as such as that. No interruptions during the time that we're spending with God. So as I go on and I sit and say to you all this morning, we love you dearly. We just thank God for you. We just praise God's holy name because we always want to remember that he is worthy to be praised. No matter what your circumstances is, what your situation is, you woke up this morning. So that is a praise break in itself. That's a shouting moment. That's a moment to get up off your bed, get out of your seat, tell your boss, give me a minute, and go wherever you're at and give God his praises just because he is worthy to be praised. On this morning, our very own minister, Shakita, will be bringing us in, opening us up in prayer. And the next voice that you will hear is our minister-elect, Monica, bringing the bread of life this morning as we come collaborate together. We never know. Our very own Apostle Temple sometimes stops in and he shares some of that wisdom and knowledge as well. So just sit back, relax, get all your distractions out the way as we continue to be in the presence of the Lord. Minister Chiquita, can you go ahead and open us up in prayer?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. As we opening up the prayer, we usher in the spirit. I was remembered by a hymn that says, because you live and are mightily at work, I can face the day, even if it's just minute by minute. So today, oh God, I ask that you dwell within us that minute, that second, oh God, that we be filled with your forever loving presence. Breathe grace into us, oh God. Breathe grace into us, O beautiful Savior, that we may continue to stand strong within your word. Thank you, O God. We love you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. That was a beautiful prayer, Sister Chiquita. As we move on, we just thank God that we have another loving soul in Christ online with us, and we just want to welcome her in because we love her so much, and she's gone so far in my eyes, and I'm just so proud of her. And as I follow up behind her, I say good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Good morning, saints. Rise up, rise up, rise up. This morning we are going into a scripture that is in Hebrews 10 and 32 through 36. And I'm not going to read it word for word, but I'm just going to tell you about what it says. And what it brings us into is knowing that God is someone that we have to build a relationship with. But when we build that relationship, it's just like meeting someone for the first time, because you start off with a knowing or understanding of who you're dealing with. And once you figure out who you're dealing with, you decide whether or not you want to invest in that relationship, right? Well, this scripture says something to the effect of, think back to the early days when you first learned about Christ. Remember how you remained faithful, even though it meant a terrible suffering. Well, brothers and sisters, when you think back to when you first met Christ, when you first learned about Christ, How did you respond to the knowing and understanding of all the things that he was teaching us in the Word? How did you feel when you found out about the love and the sacrifice that he poured out through the Holy Spirit by just giving himself as a sacrifice for you? How did you feel when you found out that someone laid down their life for you, that your soul would be forever lasting, saved, redeemed to reign with him as the Father? And as I think about it, I have to tell you about my experience, because it was a beautiful thing. Because you gotta have some kind of understanding on where you are, and you can identify where I was, because we've all come to know Christ. And coming to know Christ was such a beautiful moment for me, because my life had been up and down, sideways, left to right, and it never really panned out for me because I was living for self. But as I finally gave in to all the words that the Lord had put in my path, all the preaching, all the teaching, all the home raising I had in the Word, my family was Christian all my life. I was raised up in a family that served the Lord. But until I made a conscious decision to let go and let God, I found out what life was really about. I found out what was important in life. And what happened to me was I began to hear God's voice. I began to hear the words of the people ministering and speaking the gospel, and understanding that there was something there that I was missing out on. And see, when you have an inheritance, or if you have a blessing or something that's meant for you and you haven't received it yet, it's like an emptiness inside, and that's what I was experiencing. Because I had always heard about the goodness of Christ. I had always heard about what the promises of God was for all that received him, but I never really carried myself to the point where I was ready to redeem my soul, redeem my salvation through Christ. And as I began to find out who he was, he began to reveal himself to me. As I made one step to Christ, I know he made more steps to me. And I was just drawn in and drawn in. And as I remember and learned about Christ, I started in the New Testament by reading the Matthew, Luke, and John. And as God began to speak to me in those scriptures, as he began to speak to me through the red letters in the Bible of Christ speaking to the apostles, it made me reverence who I was learning about. And that relationship began to take root. And as it began to take root, I already had a familiar understanding of how it blessed my family, how it blessed the mothers and the fathers of my bloodline. But it also began to bless me to where when that word took root in my soul, it was undeniable. And as I tell you guys how undeniable the truth of Christ is, I began to feel something inside of me come alive that wanted to live, not die. It wanted to prosper, not fail. It wanted to stand up, not lay down. It wanted to do right, not do wrong. And I knew that when I learned that I was going to suffer for the things that was meant to be because of him, I was not afraid. I was not afraid. It says that, remember how you remained faithful through, even though it meant terrible suffering. Well, you know what? The terrible suffering that was told to me was going to be things like people in your life that wasn't meant for you were going to fall away. You were going to lose relationships. You were going to lose some family members at times. You were going to lose a lifestyle that was not of God. You were going to change, and you was not going to have any control over it. You were not going to have any say-so over it. This was what was told to me. But with a faith and a hope and a trust in Christ, it would be the best decision you would ever make in your life, and they never lie. Glory to God. I thank God for the people that witnessed to me on those days. And I thank God that I'm able to witness to you on today to remind you to remain faithful and to remember those days when you wasn't walking with him, where he brought you from, and those changes that took place in your life because you didn't know how bad it would be, but you still said yes. And I just thank God that you said yes because you're on the line with us today. And I can hold my head up high with love in my heart and a pride in me and the Holy Spirit encamping us, knowing that you are my brother and sister in Christ. And in knowing that suffering was going to come our way, we still said yes, and we picked up our cross, and we followed Jesus. And as you go into your days of knowing where God brought you from, see, only you know where God brought you from. But see, when I tell you where God brought me from, he brought me from a place of despair. I had gotten to the sad, sad, lonely place to where I was even suicidal. And that's something I've not told many people in my life. But when God spoke to me, when his reverence shined upon me, I realized there was something that I was supposed to be here for. There was a purpose for me to live on and not die. He had a plan for me. And knowing this, this plan for me was also going to be a plan for each and every one that grabbed hold of his hand. And as they got pulled to him, pulled into the light out of their dark, a new beginning came. And yes, it was a new beginning, y'all. My birthday, my spiritual birthday, is May 14th, 2006. Now, a lot of people don't talk about that day, but I can tell you about that day because that was a day of deliverance. That was a day I knew who God really was, and that he saw me and he spoke to my soul. And he said, all is well. You are forgiven for every dirty, nasty, dumb, ignorant thing I ever did in life. I was forgiven, and that no man could take away my forgiveness that he had given me. And as I come, as I come on this line this morning, giving you this understanding of you are forgiven and everything that he forgave you for, no man can take that away, and that you are rightfully in your right place. You are justified by the blood of Jesus because you stepped forward and that you took that. You answered that goes on. You recognize that suffering that we were warned about, all of that prejudiceness, all of the public ridicule, all of the beatings, all of the things that people said against us, the backbiting, the gossiping, the judgment, the rudeness, the unforgiving attitudes of the people of our lives that knew us from our old days, does not matter. Because you know why? Because we know the promise of the Father. We know what he saw in us. See, what he saw in us made us rise up above our circumstances. What he saw in us was the purpose he created us for. What he saw in us is not what we did, but who we are in him. And I am so grateful. I am so thankful to be before you today because I could have taken my own life. But God said, no, no, no. No, you will not. I want it. And I gave my life to Christ. I graciously, I so hurriedly gave my life to Christ. And I'll never regret it. I live for Christ today. I don't live for me. And that's when I remember, that's what I remember about learning about Christ and knowing that no matter what the world throws at me, I'm never going to give him up. I'm never going to turn back. And I hold on with all I got because he's all I got. And I encourage you to hold on with all you have. And because we've joined together in the body of Christ, you're an arm, I'm a leg, and others are feet and hands and whatever body part they are. We sit up under a neck, which is the apostle temple. We sit up under are the necks that heads are Christ. We become one. And when I am weak and I can't lift my arm up, guess what? There's another arm somewhere that's going to lift me up through Christ. And I just thank God for that unity, that solidarity, because my sister Nita had became a very, very prominent body part in the body of Christ for me. It connected me to the body when I was just a hand. And I just thank God that we have that ability to connect through others, because guess what? Iron sharpens iron. And I remember coming in contact in Bible studies and fellowshipping with other Christians and knowing that God was in the room. The Spirit of the Lord is here. That's what the song said this morning. He's here. The Spirit of the Lord is on this line right now. Every household on this line. I know that God is moving and he's changing things. And the beauty of it is when we did accept Christ, we had to have understanding that we would never be the same again. And I just thank him that I'm not the same again. And I know you're not the same again. I can just imagine how beautiful your life is right now. Because you know why? Because when you lay down at night, you're laying down in Christ. So if we don't rise up in the morning, it's okay. It's okay. Because I would rather be dead in Christ than alive without him. And as time goes on, you'll see a light that grows in your life. And I know the light is there because you're on this line this morning. Early in the morning when the sun hasn't risen yet, our light rose with the Holy Spirit. And we seek God. We diligently seek him. And that relationship that we are watering because we done took rooted in him is so powerful. It's so anointing. It's that it's pouring into other family members. It's pouring into your coworkers. It's pouring into the people or the strangers that you meet throughout the day. And your light is shining so bright that it's like a moth to a flame when people interact with you. And I commend you. I thank you for being that light. I thank you for being in solidarity with me in our journey to spread the gospel into the world. I thank you for not being afraid of that change. I thank you for not being afraid of the suffering that you're going to face in Christ's name's sake, because it's worth it for any one soul that you can help bring to Christ, with any one soul that you can witness or testify to. It's worth it for any soul that you can pull into the Holy Spirit's lifeboat, into the lifeboat of salvation in God's kingdom. It's worth it. And I just thank you for being that person in Christ. I thank you for answering the call. We thank you at ADM for coming in with us. We thank you for knowing who our Lord and Savior is, but standing in agreement with us when we pray in group prayers, for being on the line with us and understanding that the scriptures are bread of life and that you can feast with us, that you will be able to be full enough to actually take it out and share it with others, and that your life will never be the same again because of that hope, because of that knowing, because of no matter what happens in your life, you know that you are with Christ till the end. And you know why? Because he actually gave you that faith, that hope, that there's something better than what you had. And what I traded in as an old life for this new life, it was a horrible, wretched life. Not because of my financial status, but because of the lifestyle I was living in. And I wasn't even happy with the millions of dollars that I had come in contact with. There was no peace. There was no understanding on where I was going spiritually. My spirit, my soul was floating at sea. No anchor, no direction, no lighthouse. But I heard his voice, and I thank God you heard his voice. So as I reflect on that point of the scripture, I give it over to my sister Nita so that she can reflect on her learning about Christ and the things that that scripture says to her in verse 32. Turn it over to you, sister.
Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It reminded me when we came up to the scripture. It was a song that I grew up on. It was very in the 1970s. It say, "Take me back to the place where I first received you." It was called "Take Me Back." And my experience is where most people would sit frigid and be in a place where they're just afraid. I heard God speak to me for the very first time, his presence. I started screaming because I thought it was a big rat or something that was coming across me because of the experience. That's one thing that I've learned since being at ADM. We have an experience with God, and that's what we need to talk about. And my experience, the Holy Spirit let me know, don't be afraid, I will be with you. Those were the exact same words. Don't be afraid, I will be with you. And I knew right then and there, whatever I tried to do in the circumstance that I was in right then and there, that God had already had a different plan for me. And when I thought about the plan, I just cried. I cried. I cried for months. I cried for years. And I constantly questioned God as to why me. But then I remember laying on my house, a brand new house, too. A brand new house, beautiful furniture, just everything. My pension had went towards building a home here in Georgia and furnishing it the way that I chose. And all I could think about was, okay, well, I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to lose everything. But I can remember laying prostrate on my floor in my bedroom telling God, I'm saying yes to you. I will go where you want me to go and do what you want me to do. And I'm saying the words. That's why we have to be so cautious of the things that come out of our mouths. But I said the words not knowing that I was going into a place that I thought was going to be dark and gloomy. But I sit and say, it's easy for me to say, take me back to that place where I first received you. I, like Minister Monica, grew up in a church home. I, like Minister Monica as well, felt that I was in a place of salvation at the age of 16. But in all reality,
I was going through the motions and not really knowing who God was. I knew who God was through my great-grandmother, through my grandmother, through my mother, through my bloodline. I knew who my grandmother was, who God was, but I never knew him for myself. And I knew who God was for the very first time, January the 17th, 2004. And then he didn't just leave me there. As I went through the different channels that I had to go, he took me into a place that was so beautiful that I just felt like, okay, why really am I here? Because I'm supposed to be here for one reason, but I see, and the reason I was there was to meet God for the very first time for myself, and not just meet him, allow the Holy Spirit to work within me. I was getting closer, so the Holy Spirit would draw nearer to me, and I would draw nearer to him, and then that transformation would take place. And it was the most beautiful time. I actually felt sorry for my family members because they were in a place of struggle, because this body part, which at that point in time was the body part that did everything for the family, from mother to my own family, my sisters and brothers, and that had been taken away. But God was steady pouring into me, pouring his word of God. See, I was being blessed by the word of God. I was being blessed by studying his word day in and day out. I was being blessed when I was in a place where scripture would come. I would sit and say, I don't understand this. Could you explain this to me? That's what my relationship was with God at that time. So it was such a beautiful place, a place where pain and suffering was. Backstabbing, even up today, backstabbing take place, whips take place, and then, you know, you get to a place and say, I'm tired, I can't go no more. And that happened to me. But then again, God, behold, God never gave up on me. God, when he promised me that I would be where I'm at today in him, and he told me about a couple, I just didn't know who the couple was. God had to sit and say, okay, you made a lot of wrong turns. We sat, we had this whole session together, day in, day out, repetitions. I poured my word into you. I poured my spirit into you. I showed you that I loved you. I even blessed you where you could be a blessing to others in the place that you were. But you came home and you jumped back into the wilderness and you forgot about me. But see, I'm not going to forget about you. I'm going to take you back to a place where you first received me. I'm going to take you back to a place where you will be taught. Not only will you be taught, you will learn what being a faithful servant will be. You will learn how to forgive. You will learn not to sit and hold in your problems, your issues. You'll learn how to release. But most of all, you will learn how to love your enemies. And I sit and say to you all, I sit and say, so God gave me the first verse, I failed. The second, the rebirth, I choose to not let it go because it has been such a powerful thing in my life. And I'm more than sure all around this world that someone else can testify to the point where they first believe, not just believe in God, but they received God. Because it's so important to know that you have definitely received him. See, when you receive him, you trust in him. When you receive him, you believe in him. When you receive him, you have confidence in the things that in the promises that he has told you. You have hope for tomorrow. When you receive him, you realize that it is his blood and the breath that he is pouring into you that's allowing you to wake up the next morning. When you receive him, you realize that weariness that you went through the night before, that he has given you joy the next morning. When you receive him, you get into the place where you wake up all and you look at the sky or just look around in your house, you sit and say, God loves me so much that he woke me up another day. When you receive him, the blessings of the Lord just start pouring into your life. And you don't know where they're coming from. When you receive him, when people do things to you that you do not like or you feel has been treated unfairly, you don't sit, you don't mope, you don't groan. You sit and say, okay, God, what is the learning lesson in this situation? Or how are you going to bless me? Because obviously I'm doing something that you're not in approval of. So we're going to move that out of the way, and we're going to sit patiently and await for you to show us the right way. It is such an awesome feeling when you truly, truly believe and receive God, when you can go back and remember. Yes, you have to. On yesterday, we talked about you have to go through some suffering. Jesus suffered for you and I. But the beauty of it, his suffering, he offered himself as a living sacrifice so you and I can have eternal life. And in our circumstances, in our situations, when we fail, we're able to go back before our Father and ask for forgiveness. And that's the beautiful part of it. And I sit and I always tell God to take me back to the place. But see, I also have to let him know, I want you to take me back. I mean spiritually. I don't mean physically, because I never want to go back where I was physically. But I never, never, never would turn back the times of the hands of where he took me spiritually. Never will I turn back the hands where God has taken me spiritually and where I'm at with him now. Because in my darkest days, I'm still full of sunshine. His son, Jesus Christ, that rose for me. I'm still in a place where I can never forget or just walk away from him. When you get to this place where you really recognize who God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is in your life, you realize that they are the head of your life, and then the neck comes into place. You never want to let those people down in your life. You never want to let God down in your life. You never want to have your neck to have to call you and put you in a place of correction. It's not because that person is your God. It's just that you have enough respect for their position and what God has poured into them, and the reason that God is pouring into them, the position that God has given them, that means that God trusts that person, has confidence in that person, believes that person, and have said, here, I'm turning it over to you. Now, I'm trusting you to do what you're supposed to do. So I sit and say to you, it is one of the most beautiful things. It was one of the most beautiful things, Monica, that God did for me. And I never, ever, never could ever forget about it. Never. I wish and pray that everybody would sit and they can say the same thing. Turning it back to you, Monica.
Yes, I know the feeling. I know the feeling of hitting the lottery for billions of dollars and knowing that it's never going to go away, because you know why? That lottery was actually me saying yes to Christ and knowing that I would never have to go back. I'm not going back. But as you said, sister, it's wanting everyone else, everyone on earth to know and to have that same luxury. That's why I live for Christ, because I don't want anyone else to miss out on what he's given me. And because of the love I have in my heart for everyone, not one be lost, not one soul be lost, I do whatever I can. And I ask God, I pray, God, use me in any way you see fit to bring any and everyone that come in contact with me to Christ. And the ones that are already there, give them a like mind and spirit so they can work with me, that they can fight with me, that they can go out there and reach out with me. But I'm going to tell you something about when I did first fall in love with Christ. He gave me a knowing and an understanding of what compassion was. He made me know that even though I had messed up so many times, and that he had loved me anyway, and that he forgave me anyway, that I had to turn and become like him. I had to have that same heart. I had to have the same mind to have forgiveness. So for everyone that ever crossed me and hurt me and did anything to me in life, I had to go and remember, even if I didn't remember, I prayed that God would remind me of who they were so that I could verbally and in my heart forgive them and move on from the pain that they had caused me, because at that point, I had to have compassion for all to reach all. I had to lose the memory of that pain and look for something better, because I knew Christ had something better for me. And these things that I was waiting for, I knew would never be taken away. So as I strive to find that better place, I start experiencing things in my family like death. I lost a father who was the best thing that happened to me. He was the best father you could ever imagine, but I lost him. And when I lost him, right behind him came my grandmother, a grandmother that raised me up when my mother had to work. She kept me from a baby until I was old enough to actually walk and talk and play and become her best friend. So to lose my father and my mother, and then immediately after my grandmother, a grandfather, I thought I was going to lose my mind. And how many of you out there have lost someone? But knowing that they were dead in Christ, that they died knowing who Christ was some kind of reconcile. I could reconcile with the thought of losing them, because I believed I lost them to Christ. I knew that they loved the Lord, and that they would see me one day again if I just hung on and stuck with Christ. If I, in my life, not knowing when I was going to see them again, but knowing that he promised that he would take up the dead and living in Christ one day, that I would see them again. And I knew that at some point I had to get to understand what Christ was to them, so that he could be that same thing to me. Because as time went on, when I realized that death was temporary, that it was a transition of spirit, I began to learn that the Lord had a way of moving things around in the physical and the natural, and that I was going to be able to make it past the death of somebody that meant so much to me. I would be able to survive the death of the best grandmother in the whole wide world to me. And then right after my grandfather. So can you imagine all the people that you've lost in your life, being able to see them again, because they're on the other side waiting for us? And as we move through this lifetime, I ask myself and I wonder, are we the ones that are really left behind? I think we are, because guess what? They are resting in Christ. We are still striving. We are still striving and struggling to stay in there. And as I strive and struggle to stay with Christ, I know that no matter what, I'm not going to let go. And I love Christ. I love Christ so much that I would just lay down my life and say, you know what, I can't go on. I won't go on without you. If somebody said denounce Christ and die, I would lose my mind, because it's something that I would be torn. I would be torn up for somebody to do that. They would have to take my life from me. They would have to kill me on the spot, because for Christ I live and for Christ I die. And I think about how Job's wife told him, why don't you just lay down and cry? Why don't you just lay down and die, Why don't you just curse God and die? Could that woman say that same thing? And as I reach back into my mind and understanding, there's no way. There's no way. And I know that the apostle, he's always told us how we have to run this race. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. See, we have to do this as a lifelong journey. So as I turn it over to the apostle, I want you to think about not running a race, but running a marathon, that we are going to hang in there, that we're going to strive together. And see, this marathon is not just a few. It's all of us running together to Christ. Turning it over to you, apostle.
God bless you all, peoples of God. God bless you and every one of you. Amen. I know God is in the midst. He's in the control. He's in your day. He's in your morning. He's all up in it. Amen. And I just thank God for you all and thank God for you ladies. Amen. Bringing forth the word of God. And I just know that it's somebody, amen, as they were sharing and as they was talking, amen. I just know things just like this, amen. When you live for God, especially here on earth, amen, either way you win. I just want to let somebody know this morning, amen, that in spite of what you're facing, some, I know you're facing loved ones, transition. It's a very tough time. But I just want to let somebody and just encourage them just for a few minutes and just encourage them even for a few seconds, amen. Either way, amen, long as you have Christ within inside of you and God inside of you, you are what? You're going to win. The book of Romans talk about it all day. Either way it goes, I still win, amen. And I just want to encourage somebody and I want to push somebody this Monday morning here in United States of America, amen, to let you know, amen, long as you walk with Christ. Some of you, you'll probably be on the edge of walking with him. You probably been made up your mind of walking with him. I just want to let you know either way it wins. So, other words, I'm not worrying about heaven right now. I'm worrying about heaven here on earth. Amen. And I just want to speak to somebody, say, you know what, Pastor? Amen. It's already my home. Amen. Because the word of God says so, and the word of God began to declare to my life. Amen. But it's some things right here on earth. Amen. Before the Lord take me out of here, I just want to make sure that it's my God. I want to live. Amen. Is there anybody this morning? And amen, that we're talking to all over the world, you could declare in your life that you say, well, you know what, Apostle, I just want to live, amen, I just want to live with the Lord, because at the end of the day, I tried it all, I did it all, I walked it all, and I still didn't get no outcome, amen, but I just want to live, amen. Is there anybody saying, my God, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, amen? Is there anybody, my God, that we're going to speak that this morning? I dare you to just speak it over your week. This is the beginning, my God, that we'll call the beginning of our week. And how you start out your beginning, we want to have that momentum, because at the end of the day, I still want the Lord to bless me. Dude, are you still looking for a blessing? Are you still in your harvest time? Is there anybody this morning is still in their harvest time in spite of? I just want to talk to some realists. Can I speak to a minister to or pray for or even just talk to some realists this morning, just some folks that say, you know what, Pastor, I done been through January, February, this thing been rocky, this thing been hard, this thing be difficult, and I'm about ready to give up and throw in the towel in October, amen. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm ready to give up. End of the day, I'm going to push like I never pushed before. I don't lost loved ones. I don't lost family members. I don't lost parents. But God don't have me here just to have me here. He has me here for a purpose. Can somebody say that this morning? You can get up, the water on your face, look at yourself in the mirror. You can begin to declare and decree, shake yourself off that God has me here for a purpose. And my purpose is I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I don't know about you. I can't wait, my God Almighty, for I can continue to live on heaven right here on earth. Do you know that you can live, my God Almighty, in heaven right here on earth? You could be in your own little bubble of peace. You could be in your own little bubble of joy. You could be in your own little bubble of happiness. You could be in your own little bubble of prosperity. You could be in your own little world where others trying to break through and come on in your world. But I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that everything, my God, that you've been going through, you're going to realize in this season that you're going to walk in that you have not been going through for anything. Everything that you've been paying a price for your family, for the walks of your personal life, even through things of your income, it shall not be. I declare and decree, as you move forth this week, as you begin to prophesy today, as you begin to speak out of your mouth, my God, that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. I declare and decree that the angels of heaven, they're going to be dispatched on your behalf, because this is, I want to speak to somebody, and I want to drive it in your spirit all this week, that this is my season, this is my time. I'm not going to get caught up what's going on around me. Yes, it's unfortunate that things do happen, but at the end of the day, every man has to be accountable of their own soul and salvation. Therefore, amen, I dare somebody will declare and decree this morning that you shall live and not die. I declare, I decree that this gonna be the blessed week of my life. This gonna be the blessed day of my life. And anything that the enemy's trying to manipulate, he's trying to undermine, he's trying to go under, trying to set up traps, my God Almighty, we will receive. Is there anybody this morning going to say, I'm not going to take anything less other than God's best? I'm not going to give God anything other than what? My best, because I want God's what? Best, in the name of Jesus. I want to give God his glory. Is there anybody this morning that say, you know what, Pastor, I'm living and I'm not dying. I'm declaring the works of the Lord. I'm not throwing in a towel. I'm not giving up. I'm in my harvest season. I'm in my blessed moment. I'm in my blessed time. I'm in my blessed year. I'm going to heaven. I'm speaking it. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if I'm walking in the job acting funny because I can feel they ready to close their doors. I'm not ready. But at the end of the day, God is my provider. He is my deliverer. He is my healer. He is my God Almighty. I am that I am. Amen. I dare somebody this morning, you just get up, my God Almighty, and give God his praise, because I'm telling you right now, when praises goes up, my God Almighty, blessing will come down. Is there anybody, my God, this morning got a praise in your belly that you're going to give God? I don't know about you. I don't got time for no sad dance. I don't got time, because at the end of the day, I refuse to allow the enemy. Is there anybody who refuse to allow the enemy to steal your mojo, to steal your spunk? I declare and decree, I prophesy to every spirit that listening on this line, your spirit need to come up in the name of Jesus and declare what God said. We don't want to get in the place, my God. You never, watch this, saints. I want y'all to hear this for a minute, amen, because this is a lot of traps and a lot of different things. Never get into a place where you got it together. Never get into a place where you know what you know, where you got this in the bag, when you got this in your back pocket. Amen. That's the place where the enemy can maneuver you, the enemy can curve you. You always give it all like it's your last. So somebody this morning, amen, you're probably dealing with an unfortunate situation. You're probably dealing with an issue. I tell you, you live today like it's your last. You live today. God, I just thank you. I don't know what tomorrow gonna bring, but as I have breath in my body right now, I'm gonna make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm gonna give you a praise. I'm gonna give you the glory, because when I was down and out, is there anybody been down and out before? At the end of the day, it wasn't my self-pity. It wasn't the different things that I was trying to slobber over or trying to whine over, but it's the moment when I got up and gave God you, I gave you my praise. Amen. Is there anybody got praises that you're going to give to God? Amen. I just feel all right, my God Almighty. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that this is a blessed season. This is my season. Are you declaring and decreeing that this is your season? Amen. I just dare you. The psalm writer says, my God Almighty, that I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. My God Almighty, is there any soldiers this morning? What about you in Asia? What about you in France? My God Almighty, how about you in Fiji? amen, is the enemy's soldiers this morning, that they could declare and decree that this is my season, this is my time, I am in the God's army, I'm not going to lay down, amen. It's just so unfortunate, even in the army, amen, some troops, amen, pass on. But one thing about it, when who's, my God, the Bible, I heard a songwriter say, whose side are you going to be on? And they said, I'm going to be on the lower side, amen. And when you're on the lower side, it doesn't matter. I'm in the army right here on earth, and also I'm going to be in the army in heaven. Either way, I want to let the devil know. Can somebody, I felt that thing right there. Can somebody right there will let the enemy know, either way, I'm going to win. Don't think I'm asleep. Don't think I'm, my God almighty, I'm out of it. Don't think I'm not on a wall. Don't think I'm not paying attention, because for me and my house, we will praise the Lord. I just want to give God a praise and magnify his holy name. Can you just take a 30 second and just go ahead and give God a praise? Let's give him an old-fashioned good morning praise. Some of you need to get up in a minute, get up in a way, do a little workout, amen, and there ain't nothing better than doing a workout for the Lord. Give me 30 seconds, amen, and just give him the praise, amen. United Kingdom, you better put your hands together. Asia, you better put your hands together. Brother and sister that listening all over the world, all over America, you better put your hands together, because the race ain't given to the swift or the strong. I want to talk to somebody that is enduring. You're not enduring all type of heartaches, everything that the enemy threw at you. You're still standing. You're still strong. My God, you don't know if your job's going to be open today, closed tomorrow. Some of you don't know if your job's going to be open. But one thing that I have that is a weapon to the enemy will tear everything down. I tell you what, you know what it is? It's a praise. Go ahead and give him 30 more seconds before I get out of here.
And that's what it does.
That's what
he
does.
He changed my soul.
That's what
he
does.
And it made me whole.
That's what
he
does.
He delivered me.
That's what
he brought me out.
That's what he does.
He changed my soul.
That's what he does.
He changed my soul.
I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you shall walk in a blessing. You shall lift your head up. You shall walk into the things of God. You shall walk boldness, my God, without fear, without trembling of the things that is not of God. You're not going to allow your haters dictate to you. You're not going to allow different things to come and put you down. But you shall soar as eagle. You shall mine up as eagle. I dare you. You got 30 more seconds and I'm out of here. Y'all about to come on here. Dear God,
that's what he said. That's what he said.
I got to go, y'all. I got to go, because I don't think Sister Camato is ready to give God her praise. She's still worried about her sleep, amen. She's still confessing that she's tired. What about Brother Bo Ginger? Bo Jing Jing Jing, amen. Brother Jing Jing, I don't got time for all that, but I got to go to work. Can I tell y'all something, Bo Jing Jing Jing? If it wasn't for the Lord on your side, you wouldn't be having no job to go into. If it wasn't for the Lord on your side and grace, the grace and mercy, Sister Camato, you won't be waking up. Don't you take life for granted. Don't you take this day for granted. Is there anybody out there? I tell you, I'm finna go. This is about the fifth time I'm closing, y'all. But I just gotta give them another praise.
Now that's what it's done. One more time. That's what it's done.
Evangelist Lake, I'm out of here. I dare somebody declare and decree this week that you are blessed. Things are turning around. You are in your moment. God did it. My God, who did it? God did it. And I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus that it is so. Somebody need to give God a praise all over. I'm out of here now, y'all. I'm out of here. I got my feel good espresso. Now I got to say peace. I'm out. God bless you, Evangelist Lake.
God bless. See y'all in the morning. Peace out. Hallelujah.